From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dick Iuliano. When the choir at the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey sang out today, it was in remembrance of its most famous voice. Family and friends bid farewell today to pop superstar Whitney Houston, who began singing as a child at the church. Houston died last week at the age of 48. She's expected to be laid to rest next to her father in a New Jersey cemetery. Superstar Stevie Wonder told mourners he's grateful simply to have been able to know her.
I wanted to stop and give all praise to God for just allowing me to be in life at the same time as Whitney.
Mourners at the private funeral included Oprah Winfrey, Mariah Carey, and Kevin Costner. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul wrapped up a campaign tour through the Pacific Northwest today with a stop in Idaho's capital city. As Sadie Babbitts reports from member station KBSX, this marked his third visit to the state this week.
Some 2,000 supporters were on their feet as Ron Paul came into the arena in downtown Boise. Paul says he'd cut $1 trillion out of the federal budget in his first year of office, and he'd get rid of the Department of Education.
Just think, if we restrict adherence to the Constitution, would the federal government be involved in education? We don't need the Department of Education. It's unconstitutional.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidates Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney also made campaign stops in Idaho ahead of Super Tuesday on March 6th. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Boise.
There is a new twist in the saga of Citizens United, the Supreme Court ruling that helped pave the way for this year's big spending presidential campaign super PACs. NPR's Peter Overby says the high court may take up a challenge to its controversial ruling.
The Supreme Court issued an order Friday that temporarily blocks a state court decision from Montana challenging Citizens United. The stay itself isn't surprising. It freezes things while the Montana plaintiffs ask the Supreme Court to take up the case. But in the order, liberal justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer write that the court ought to have buyer's remorse about Citizens United and its ruling that big spending by corporations can never raise corruption issues. They say that taking the Montana case would enable the court to rethink Citizens United, quote, in light of the huge sums currently deployed to buy candidates' allegiance. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. One of BP's former partners has agreed to pay $90 million in federal fines stemming from the 2010 oil well blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the deal with the Justice Department comes less than 2 weeks before a federal trial set to determine liability for the worst oil spill in U.S. history.
MOEX Offshore had a 10% interest in the Macondo well, which blew out almost 2 years ago, killing 11 rig workers and spewing some 200 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. According to a settlement agreement filed in New Orleans federal court, MOEX will pay $45 million in civil penalties to the federal government and $25 million to Gulf states affected by the spill. Another $20 million will fund coastal restoration projects. The Justice Department says it's the largest civil penalty ever recorded under the Clean Water Act. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Lawyers for survivors of the Italian cruise liner accident are demanding new drug tests on the ship's captain. Traces of cocaine were reportedly found on the outside of the captain's hair sample, but not in a urine test. Jerry and Barb Heil were remembered today in their hometown of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. They are the only Americans missing from the January capsizing of the Italian cruise ship Costa Concordia. Their son Nathan said in his eulogy, it's hard to lose his devoted church-going parents, but he's glad they were together at the end. There's word Iran is on the verge of expanding uranium enrichment in its nuclear program. Dick Iuliano, NPR News.